this girl accidentally called me another nigga's name. So me, I heard
just it. Pause there first, because that's not something you brush around.
What up, people? It's your favorite podcast, man. Back again with another one. My name is Michael Shonariwo.
And I'm Murray Welgunkoya.
And you're welcome to Menisms, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing? Of course, first things first, make sure you subscribe to all our audio platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, everything out there. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, Menisms Podcast. We appreciate you. We're back again with another one. How you feeling, my G?
All right, not too bad. Not
you know, thank bad. You to everybody that's been watching the podcast. Thank you to everybody that's been listening. We've been getting such great feedback, and we have a lot more surprises coming for you. And, of course, one thing we want you guys to do, actually, start commenting who you want us to bring on the podcast, because we've had, like, a lot of guests this year, and obviously it's helping us, it's helping our podcast grow even more. So give us some names you want to see on here. I know one guy that I'm going to be bringing on soon, because I just did a podcast with him, is Okbayemi, the food critic.
You know, I'm saying
your name now, so don't go and say that my wife has not said anything. Go, we must get you on the podcast. He was a very chilled guy.
So yeah, I mean, let us know the people you think you want us to have conversations with. I mean, you guys know how we have conversations now, so let us know who you want us to have conversations with. Somebody you want us to open up, because that's what we do. We open them up. So
from perspective, not just open up. Yeah, we give perspective.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, put in the comments. Let's see. Let's see what you got. All
right. So first things first. Before we start, we're gonna read. In fact, I can't even say before we start, because literally reading these comments sometimes is what ends up being our episode. Because some of you have some different kind of dilemmas, but we like it.
All right.
All right. First one. Petite Delulu. That's the name. Hey guys, love the pod, by the way. So I started talking to a guy in the industry. Like Shonariwo, he's friends with a lot of baddies, and whew, I can't stop it, obviously, or even keep track. No comment. All I know is he's extremely more experienced than me in the dating world. Right. I'm 22 and I work a 9-to-5. He's 27 and also works a 9-to-5, but owns his shit and does event planning, blah, blah.
You could just tell that blah, blah was like...
That was so petty.
Yeah, like, I guess.
Long story short, I don't think we're sexually compatible. I enjoy intimacy without sex, but he extremely loves having sex, and it's something that comes up a lot in our arguments. I've tried compromising and initiating sex more than I'd like to have, but he says he can't see the compromise, and I'm getting to the point where I feel like he's just being unreasonable. The problem has never been in any of my relationship, as I have only been with two guys. Anyways, I'm starting to think he's just with me for regular sex, but it doesn't add up, because he def will get regular sex without me anyway. Also, we went out and the next day I checked his phone, because we hadn't seen for 2 weeks because of work and schedules, and it seemed like he was trying to set up a date with a babe for the first time, and we've def passed the stage of exclusivity, and we even had a proper conversation about that. I can't bring it up because obviously I snooped around and we aren't official yet, too, but I feel some type of way about it because I'm def not going on dates with other people, and he was literally setting this up while being out with me. I beg, help me, yo. So, you know, there's some parts, again, if we go back to look at, first off, not every industry guy is friends with baddies. I'm not friends with everybody, I beg, I de exaggerate, even though I know people, I de exaggerate that job. But on a serious note, though, she was saying, there's one part she said that I was trying to understand, where she was like, I've tried compromising and initiating sex more than I'd like to have, but he says he can't see the compromise, and I'm getting to the point where I feel like he's just being unreasonable.
Yeah, so what she meant by that was, so she's compromising, so she's not the kind of person who just likes sex for sex, she likes the intimacy more. So she's compromising by liking the sex for sex and initiating more.
But then the fact that he's still saying it's not enough.
Exactly, or he's saying like, that, yeah, he can't see it. So you know, the truth is, this is actually the typical dating arrangements in our current dating pool. And let's be honest, right? Mm-hmm. We are familiar with what is happening with him, right? Which is that he's definitely not ready to commit or trying to commit. If we're being honest, he might like you, right? Now she mentioned something about, you know, she doesn't see why he would just be with her for sex. It's just sex. He can get that from anybody else. Nope, yeah. Doesn't work like that.
Yes, not as easy as you think.
Yep, and not even just that. He might actually like your sex differently. You know, he might just enjoy the sex with you differently, and that's why he's still wanting to have sex with you, even though he can get it with other people. Right? Mm. That's just one side of it. Now, snooping around through his phone, not sure what to comment on that, because how they say what you're looking for, you'll find
You'll find that.
You know, so, but I think that should give her more clarity. If he's setting up dates, it just means that he's very much available to other women.
No, but then, so I was waiting for you to say it, because I'm like, she said that when he was trying to set it up with the babe, we've just passed the stage of exclusivity, and we even had a proper conversation about that. That's what confused me, because I'm like,
how can you say... I didn't hear that part.
It didn't make sense, because let me read back the part. She said, anyways, I'm starting to think that he's just with me for regular sex because she checked his phone and then saw that he was setting up a date. She's had that conversation about exclusivity, and they've had a proper conversation about it. I can't bring it up because she snooped around and we aren't official yet, but still, I feel some type of way. I'm like, you're contradicting yourself in a few ways, because how can you say you've had the conversation of exclusivity, but yet you're not exclusive? The guy is single, sweetheart. And the thing is, she's young.
Which is why, she's 22. She definitely dropped the disclaimer saying that he's more experienced
than her in the world and not. And it's fair. Like, again, we're not saying this to attack her, of course. We're just saying, like, sweetheart, like, you are single. That boy is still single. Because you might have had a conversation of exclusivity. But until that boy says, will you be my girlfriend? That conversation just not conversation.
Yeah,
you are still two single people. All he's basically saying is, of course, you are the only girl. If a guy does not say you're my girlfriend, you are not the only girl, ladies. I'm just going
to
be,
I mean, even when he says you're the girlfriend, you're still not the only girl. But yeah, that's the first step to being the only girl.
We would hope that if a man should say the word girlfriend, he means it.
We would hope.
I know for me, if I've not mentioned girlfriend to you, don't even sell yourself a dream.
Yeah, I agree.
I can say I like you, I want, and I probably do. But unless I say you're my girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, it's the truth. So... again, I think for her, she's definitely, it's ironic because she said Petite de Lulu. That was her name. Because that now kind of adds up.
That what?
Because she's being delusional. Like she's thinking that she's in something exclusive.
I won't say she's delusional.
Bro, that's exactly what it is. I'm not usually the harsh one here, but let's...
because she's young, I won't say, I mean, it's a form of delusion, but... it's like you don't know. Like if you were, I'll say delusions when you know,
and but you choose now, not to.
You are choosing to ignore. Fair. But to her, it's like she said. But I thought we had a conversation about it. I'm like,
let's blame it on the inexperience.
We're showing our age. Do you know why? Because we already know the game. From the way she has already described us, we know the game already. look at you don't even see the formation that's
been.
Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
I would say the advice I would give her though is don't compromise yourself for him or for a man in general.
I was about to say that.
If you're not comfortable, because that's why I brought up that part about like you already do have sex, but like you said, you're not somebody that likes to just have sex like that unless there's intimacy involved. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't now change yourself because he wants it. Because if you're not comfortable, you're never going to enjoy it. As much as you say, okay, I'm going to do it more frequently, you're still never going to enjoy it. If you want to enjoy it, it needs to be a mutual thing. And even for him as a guy too, he has to respect you and that boundary.
And even compromise on his end.
Compromise from his end, because I'm like, how much sex do you even want to do at one point? See, people don't realize as you get older, you get tired of it too. Like, the feeling will hit you, but one round, amen.
Can't really relate to that, so I'll just...
before somebody should go out and misuse this clip, see, let me tell you the truth, and see, all of you are lying to yourselves if you are saying, rounds, four rounds. See, if you do it well enough in that round one can be a very long round one that's like, hey, you good? If she says she's good, I'm good. Round one doesn't always have to be short. People always think, round one, that's it. Have a nice long round. Die on the line right there. You don't need a round two. Rubbish. It's all these young Gen Z girls that have energy. I don't have energy for you, sweetheart. Knock you out, round one. Leave me alone.
Again, still can't relate.
okay.
It's
Superman.
It's dependent on the person's capacity. So can you survive? Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today.
But don't compromise yourself, basically.
Yeah,
and
yeah. I think, next word. I think, sorry, I just wanted to just drop one more point. So in all of this, it's also good for us to talk to the guys as well. Because as much as she's the one that's brought up her experience, let's talk on the guy's side. Let's just say that, we understand that even as men, you know, you're talking to someone and you show some interest, you don't want to cut the person off immediately because you may see some potential in you wanting more from the person, but you might not want more at that very moment. But you just know that the minute you cut them off, having to reintroduce yourself in their lives again might be difficult, and so you don't want to do that harsh cut off. It's also very important to make sure they don't lose themselves while you're doing that. Because if she's making compromises from you and you're encouraging it, then there's a problem somewhere. Because if she's doing all the things she can to make you like her, so to say, right? And you're encouraging those things, knowing fully well that you can't promise more than that. You see, it's different if, because like he was saying that, he can't see it, he can't this. It's different if she says she's compromising and he's just quiet about it. Like, it's just like, okay, well, she's compromising. I didn't ask her to do anything. She's just doing, but that he's actually encouraging that compromise, making her kind of become who she's not for someone you're not promising more for. Again, this is how the damage starts. You know, because then she now becomes this, I did this for him, I did that for him, I won't change the way I was doing it. Fuck man, I'm already, you know, stuff like that. So we always have to be very careful now with how we navigate relationships now. That's what I'm trying to say, right? We as men need to take some responsibility as well. There's so many consequences to the actions we do or take or not take that end up reflecting, you know, poorly to the person that we're seeing at the time and stuff like that. So it's just a thing of just over time, there are some decisions you make that you just know, I'm not going to ask more from this person. Why am I telling them to do this? Do you understand? Fair. Yeah. So it's just something to really reflect on, because I know that as much as we've taken her side of the, you know, experience and just really hammered on that, it's something to really look at also. So yeah.
Right. So thank you again for still sending your question. We appreciate you. Next one.
All right. So the next one, long as hell, says that girl, Hani. Hey guys, love your content. I would love a guy's perspective to this whole scenario. 7 years ago, I met this guy in a school and we clicked. But then, I didn't want to date anyone and wanted to experience life a bit more without being restricted by a person, as I was much younger than I am now. This guy asked me out and I got so scared of committing, I said no. We stayed in contact, but we weren't close or anything. 7 years later, we began communicating and along the way, he asked me to be his girlfriend. Mind you, we hadn't seen each other physically for those 7 years because we were in different locations, but in this same country. In fact, our states of residence were beside each other. I agreed to be his girlfriend because I still saw him in the same light I did 7 years ago. First mistake. Now meeting him, I would ask him about when we would...
When we would meet.
Okay, wait. I would ask him about when we'd meet. He would say he's busy to meet up. In fact, he told me in January this year that he won't be able to see me till December. Which is crazy. That's another case. The major issue I need your opinions on are this. He has an ex that he talks highly of. One time he told me that she wanted to stay over at his place for a weekend wedding that was happening in his state, and she invited him to this wedding. Mado. Also, this nigga blocked me, his girlfriend, because he said he was trying to keep himself, and sometimes our chats get feisty and it turns him on, and he didn't like it because
it was stressful for him to get no
action. I'm sorry, I couldn't go on. Okay, let me just finish. Because he said he was trying to keep himself, and sometimes our chats get feisty and it turns him on, and he didn't like it because it was stressful for him to get no action. He said it and said, hope you understand, then blocked me off. I didn't even know I was blocked. I kept sending messages and saw it wasn't delivered. I even called him to ask if there was anything wrong with his phone. He told me he was online, that maybe it was my network. As soon as I realized, I blocked him off on all platforms without saying anything. But am I crazy? Am I just overreacting, or am I in the right path?
Well, first off, that was a very long story, but at the same time, you've answered your own question. I don't know why some women, sorry, I like giving tough love, but it's like, I don't know why some women like put a whole scenario on their head. They know what's happening, but you still be asking question yet. Is it, you literally, even when you read the, I'm even going to ask her, when you read, I'm going to talk to you like you're my sister, because you're my sister, you understand? This is how I talk to all my sisters. I'm like, go and read what you wrote. And tell me, does that logically sound even not like he blocked you because I'm trying to keep myself. And you're
so I've heard what? I've heard things, but this is new.
That is new. And then on top of that, the ex now stayed with him for where? Come on now, sweetheart, you're better than this now.
Bro, let's
madam,
let's,
you're better
let's,
than
let's,
this.
Let's look at this, right? And actually, yeah, you're better than this because even me, I'm upset. Normally, he's the one that does tough love, but today I'm mad.
When you say, okay, it's like they say, a man that likes you go show effort. You stay in a state beside each other. The man already has told you from January, I don't go see you to December.
That's already the first, that's the very...
Forget even the rest of the red flags. That's alone. Women don't like waiting. You, the man has told you I can't see you to December and you are still there.
Her decisions from the beginning. She hadn't seen him in 7 years and so she agreed to date him.
Bruh.
After not seeing him, like, you didn't even say, let me get to know the new person. He's just there dating him. And I think according to what she's saying, they hadn't even physically seen.
Bruh, and yeah.
Oh, God. And then now he's telling you, I'm not going to see you until December.
Why would you agree?
January.
Maybe it's from the past, like you said it yourself when you're reading it. It's the past thought she probably had of him.
And how she wanted to date him then. The perception. She wanted to also not be restricted.
Grant, you have such a beautiful... People need to understand them. This world is one a big world. There's somebody out there for you. You cannot be wasting your time over individuals like this that are not even serious. Even me as a guy, I'm upset. Don't be saying I'm not sorry, wasted... It's not like I've not wasted a girl's time before and
course,
all that.
Of course, we've all been there.
Been there. But not to the point that I can't keep... First off, a girl in a whole nother state. I can't keep you... I'm not delusional or stupid now. And the thing is, he knows what he's doing. Because you're the one agreeing to this. Men aren't stupid. He knows that this girl not soft. You go just words of affirmation.
The day I run into that city, I know she's available for me.
But words of affirmation go keep her. That's what she likes. That guy has a whole life outside. That guy is still with his ex-girlfriend. That guy, they enjoy his life. You are just the girl that he likes from afar. But again, if you've not seen each other in 7 years, you even know each other?
I don't even think she's someone he likes from afar. I think she's someone who's just available. No, let's look at it like this. You see, for you to get to the point in any relationship, be it a friendship, be in a committed, whatever it is, for you to get to the point where you have to tell such a filthy lie as, I'm sorry, I have to block you.
Your chats are turning me on, baby. Hey, babe, you know what? I'm going to steal that one.
What?
Like, just block her. Don't even say anything. Block her. When she now finally finds a way to reach you. Hey, I've been trying to reach you. Look, babe, let me be real with you, yeah? You know those times we were sexting and texting and all that, you know? When I say I'll miss you, you say you do that thing. It was doing me so much that I had to block you. Because if I see your profile now, it's going to do something to me. So I had to just block you from all socials.
I don't know. That's why I said, sweetheart,
you go back and read what you said now.
Okay, I mean, it's there's really no story.
There's no story to say. You're better than that.
I think just, you're okay, so, well, you're on the right path, because you asked that. You're definitely on the right path. It's just, whatever that thing you think you're doing is, walk out of it immediately. There's no questions, there's no back and forth. It's a simple thing, yeah.
Let's go on to the next one. Again, shout out to you for still sending your dilemma to us, and we appreciate you. Next one. Pin comment. Hi, my babe of 1 year. She told me she wants to get ice cream with an old friend and I let her. She shared location and stuff and boom, she's home by 8 and just goes unavailable. I go check the location and it's still on and she's in a hotel. By 11, she's on her way home. I call her and she lies she's home and stuff. And I confront her the next day and I find out she went out with another bro. And tell me the bro is not her type and stuff. But then why did I go through all the stress and things? Now she blocks the dude but he's still trying to link up. I saw her chat and she told her friend she did it because I don't take her on dates. But what the hell, I do all that. So, let me summarize it. There's a guy that's been dating a girl. The girl said she wants to get ice cream with an old friend. She shared her location and said she was home by 8 and her phone was now off. The girl forgot to turn off the location and it now showed a hotel. He confronted her the next day and said that she went to go meet up with a friend that is not her type. And when he now checked her phone, she now told her friend that she only met up with the guy for the day because her boyfriend doesn't take her out on dates.
And according to him, he does. See, I don't... Not even sure where to. Where, I mean, it sounds like a very young relationship.
Very young. And like even, young no, it could be young. See.
Well, I mean, that's what it sounds like. You know, again, we could be very wrong. It
that man like is this, bro. Leave that girl alone. Long, there's no long talk because even if, one, this is another thing about our generation. Do we, a lot of us don't like communicating, especially when it comes to dating. Like, if you don't like something about your partner or something they don't do, you don't just say it. You literally just, oh, this person's annoying. You go and tell all your friends. Like, again, the girl is going to tell her friends this issue. Have you had a conversation with him to say, hey, babe, you don't really take me on dates? He can be thinking you're taking him on dates. He's taking you on dates.
Meanwhile, but maybe in your mind,
thank you. Maybe to you, those are not dates. Those are not the dates you want to do. So instead of now going out to another guy, thinking that's going to solve the situation, because now you've just created even more problems for yourself, why not just sit down with your boyfriend and say, yo, I don't really like the way we go out. You get, can we try this? Can we do this? Because really and truly, what you've shown is that you don't like the dude. Because if you liked him, you wouldn't go. And a hotel, first off, you lied already saying you're getting ice cream. Secondly, if that boy didn't have your location, you just went to a hotel with a nigga for the night and you're supposed to be my girl. God forbid, it's done. It's but done.
You know what's really killing me? What is the idea behind stringing someone along in this? Like, that's the part I just never get to understand. If you don't really like someone, you let it go. Like, if they are not fulfilling the aspects of a relationship that you want, what is the idea behind just finding somebody who does when you're supposed to be committed? Like, I'm sorry, but it's different if you guys are not committed. You don't owe each other anything. Your boyfriend and girlfriend, you're in a committed arrangement, meaning that you're not supposed to see other people. So in the event that you do, because you're replacing an aspect of your relationship that is not being delivered to you, I'm sorry, but what is, cut it off. Let him know that, oh yeah, I don't like this. This is why, and I can't be with you because of this. In fact, I can't be with you because you don't take me on dates. Cut it off. What is the idea behind, you know what? No, I won't tell him. Let me keep him. But let me go and find somebody that will take me on dates. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't, which is why I said that it sounds like a young relationship. Because to me, an older woman would say, look, I'm not going to
She doesn't have time for this. So, like, what's
and
all
that's,
this?
And that's why. So, again, I'm sorry, bro, but that's already, don't try to fix her or just walk out of it because she's looking for something she's looking for something that she doesn't need to be committed in to get. Right, again, it sounds again like the commitment came out of curiosity. She could have been dating.
Mom is 1 year. You've been with this dude for 1 year. In this whole 1 year, you couldn't open your mouth or say something, babe. Can we? In one whole year, now all of a sudden you're tired after 1 year, and your solution is let me go to a hotel with another nigga.
So again, like I said, I think they both need to just step away from any relationship and just figure out. Especially her, like I don't know if she knows.
And I know some girls. It's funny because every woman does these kind of behaviors because I was about to say Lagos, but it's not Lagos because it's women in general. But it's like, yo, if you don't like me, just tell me now. If you want to build me for a certain reason, tell me now.
Let me tell you that reason is a lie. Yo. It's catfish. I don't have it.
Because more than like, because men are, as much as women are petty, men are petty too.
Very. Very.
Yeah, I've been. Very. If I, yeah, I know I'm.
And again, you can also use the same thing of.
Sorry, random question. What's one of the pettiest things you've done to a girl because she was playing around with you?
I'm not sure. I think I'm going to disclose. That's too much to disclose on this damn
podcast. Out. That's the whole point of the podcast.
To be honest, I was young. It's just a long time ago, as we say on this pod. I'm thinking of the best way to say this.
Just say it now.
I'm a political guy. You know this already.
Don't talk.
Anyways, yeah. So obviously, I wasn't going to see her anymore. I slept with her friend. What? And then she made a video and made her watch. Yeah. I didn't send her the video. You know, her friend is the one I even came up with the idea. I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds solid. You let her know. And it was a friend she didn't. It was a friend she was jealous. Would I say was jealous of? Yeah, someone that she was. But this again, I would say, and usually my justification for this was that I had brought up how she was treating me. And then she had the nastiest response. I'm like, oh, okay. And I think she had put me in a place, and this is why I said that, you know, when people see that part of you that is so soft, they just believe. So she had put me in this place where it's like, I know him, he can't do anything. It's just, he loves me too much to. I said, okay, no wahala. So when she thought she could go around, I'm like, okay, no, that's cool. I mean, that's fine. because I knew I was things were definitely not going back to whatever they were, I was like, okay, I'll go the extra mile. She was shocked.
Wow.
She was shocked. No regrets till today. Nothing. I mean, it was a decision I, you know, rightfully made. I own it. Yeah. And I was surprised the friend was more than willing. In fact, her friend, she was almost giving. I've been waiting for this moment.
I'm so speechless.
Yeah. I don't know if they're still friends now, but yeah.
That's petty. Fuck.
Yeah.
It's as well. It's
like
as
I say on this one, we've grown. It's my truth. I own it. Yeah.
It's your truth. You know what? I respect you. See, it's my truth. I respect you.
It's my truth. I own it.
Wow. Mine was. Wow. Sorry. Mine was a long time ago, of course. But there was this girl that liked me, but she always used to, like, you know them girls that like you, but they're always rude and shit?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Unnecessary attitude. And then you too, as a man, when you don't know yourself, you go just tolerate them for some small bits and all that shit. You get what I'm saying? When it's like, now, the way I am now, I'm even thinking about it. The way I am now, you can't come to me with that disrespectful bullshit because I'm not disrespectful, you understand? So, even me tolerating that kind of thing, like, get the fuck out. Like, I don't care how fine you are. But anyways, then, it was stupid. I was tolerating it from this girl one time. And then, eventually, when I found out she liked me, I asked her about it. I was like, I don't like you. I was just trying to hook up with you and da-da-da-da-da. Okay. We hooked up one time. This girl accidentally called me another nigga's name. So me, I heard
just
it.
Pause there. Pause there first. Because that's not something you brush over.
No, it's not my girlfriend's. What's my own?
No. It's not something you brush over still. Because see, there's a part of a guy that's, no matter who the person is to you, you know, when she rings another guy's name, that's whatever session you guys are having cannot be the same again.
No, it was. It didn't bother me that much, to be honest. Because honestly,
not that you'll be bothered by it.
Even if, like, I heard, I think she didn't realize she said it.
Okay.
But I heard it because I have very good ears. Like, that's why I said, like, because music was playing, all that stuff. So, dude, then I remember, like, we were doing shit and I heard it, but I just kept going, like, all that. Then eventually she now said my name and all that, acting like, then said, I said, okay, I remember that one. So, my pettiness was, by the time I now realized, like, everything, I sat down one day, I was like, this girl likes you, but she's been acting like this and all that. All right, so I'm gonna make you like me. Watch. There's one session we now had. Like, I think I took her out on a date. We chilled for like 2 weeks or so. We never see. By the time we see, when I say I performed. Every romance. What?
This was me with that girl's friend.
Ghosted her ass after that shit. Oh, when I say she wanted to kill me. I didn't care at that time. But when I say this girl wanted to kill me, because especially, you know, when girls start, when you start ghosting them for a while, after you do that kind of thing, she now started sending me confessions, all that stuff. And then I'll just act very nonchalant. And that's not my style either, but I'll just act nonchalant until, like, eventually turned into aggression. Then it turned into almost fights, literally.
Wow. Okay, that's crazy.
I was like, all right, you think you're a petty? I mean, I've done other petty shit, but that one just stands out to me just because I remember vividly that day what I did, and I was just like, you would never get this again. But yours is petty. Making video, I'm not that petty. First of all,
well, in my defense, it wasn't my
story. Yeah, you know, no. I did something subconsciously that was not intentionally petty, but in uni, I remember there was this girl that, same thing. It's always, not that, damn, flashbacks, wow. It's always, and it was Niger Babes. Because I'm going to say something, you know, I said something at one time, like, I didn't date girls from Lagos for a while, until I came back. Because earlier then, I used to always notice that attitude with them, like, if they like you, they'll just start fronting for you, or just unnecessary attitude. I'm like, the fuck, you say you like me? What is all this attitude for? Until later on, I understood it. But there was this girl that liked me, then, and she was trying to get with me, and I was avoiding her. But I was talking to another girl that she hated.
Right.
So the girl that she hated was moving to me also. I've gotten with that one. Somehow this other one tricked me and I got with her. I say tricked because it's another story for another day. Okay. So there was one day she met me at a house party, right, that I was having. And I'm obviously we lit. We're having a good time. The girl's like, I want to talk to you. I'm just like, yo, chill. Like, I'm going to meet you in a bit. Like, obviously, I'm with my boys and all that. Then at one point, I go to the corridor like to get some fresh air. She comes to meet me and just causing all this drama and shit. And at one point, I just look at her. I'm just like, yo, look. And I call her the other girl's name loudly. I'm just like, look. Because I ain't saying no names. I say her name.
this girl just looks at me and you could see the hate in her eyes looking at me and walked off. Next thing you know, her girls are coming to me. What did you do to her? It's like, well, she's there crying and all that. Then you just, I walk to the car and she's bawling. Just like, no, fuck him and all that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but anyways, but yours is still, I can't lie, that is the reel of the week. I beg of you, that God is the reel of, damn,
please,
wow,
please,
my nigga,
long time ago,
it's okay,
long time ago.
All right, next all right, one.
So we have one more,
so I'll read that one.
Okay,
let me
read.
Hey, you read it. Yeah,
so this one says Miss Soft and Delicate. Okay, really hope so. Based on high experience, not anything else. Hi, Marwa. Hi, Michael. Love the podcast so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your consistency this season has been completely remarkable. Thank you again. I have been on my healing journey for about a year now. I know that is not a code for whole phase.
Okay.
Hopefully. During this time, I met a really decent man who showed his interest quickly and very clearly. In the past year, I have been inviting enough to keep him around, but still crystal clear that I wasn't ready for a relationship. I believe I have gotten to a healthy point now where I can genuinely commit. My question is, as a soft and delicate girl, I see where it comes to that, how do I verbally or non-verbally tell him that I am now ready for a relationship and that he can now do the whole, will you be my girlfriend at a luxury fine dining type of proposal? Love you both. Okay.
Everything was going so well until that end.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I kind of... okay. So
can't force a man to do something for you that he doesn't want to do for himself.
So okay, so that's now my only gray area in all of this is she hasn't said if he's lost interest. Did he stop showing? Because for her to say she needs to do something for him to move on to the next stage, you see that he has stopped showing his clear intentions. Okay, well, she did say that she let him know that she wasn't ready. So again, what I would say is, again, this is just based on my own experience. I think it's about spending time showing more intentionality. You would know if he still feels the same way based on the time you guys are spending together. And conversations. In your conversations, be intentional about throwing those things in, talking about commitment. Mm. See where, because somebody who is ready to go in that journey would either be for or against what you're saying. Most times, if they're hanging on the fence, they're also not for it. So say, for example, we're talking and then, you know, she says something like, yeah, you know, I'm actually definitely in the next month, I should be in something serious with you. You know, you better don't waste my time. Or it could be a joke, but use that to gauge his energy. Use that to see where he's leaning towards. Because if he says things like, which next month? I beg, or don't play. You kind of already know that he's one leg out, right?
Mm.
Now, not saying that if he says, I can't wait, it means that he's ready, but that's already one sign to let you know that gradually you're getting there. Your conversations while spending time together, throw those things in. You throw them in every now and then, you get to see what the person feels about commitment now.
My own is, you can't force me to do something I don't want to already do for you, like I said earlier.
Which is fair.
Because, like,
which is fair.
You saying, when am I going to, like I said, the only thing you can do, which you've said, is maybe be a bit more intentional in terms of how you like him. And then if he's seeing it, he'll know that he will now eventually ask you.
Exactly,
but this is why I tell women sometimes, when you try and force your agenda on a man, you will end up pushing that man away. Because I think just as men, naturally, we don't like being forced to do things. That's not a case of, oh, women force them. I'm talking about even people. Even men sometimes don't like other men forcing them to do things. You have to naturally get us to that position to do it. And the way you do that is by showing your intention. It's like, there are some girls I liked before or I was pursuing and they thought I wasn't being serious just because of, like I say, the stereotype, stuff like that. But I actually did like them. And they'll say they're not ready. No, Pete, we still keep it cool and all that. But after a while, I can't wait. One, I feel like I can't wait for you for so long. There's some men that do that, no problem. But I'm also the kind of guy whereby it's like, if you're not making effort for me, I can't be making all the efforts for you. So that's why I say she has to also start making an effort to show this guy that, hey, I'm starting to change my mind. Because if you now sit down there and just expect him to do everything, men too, I feel like a lot of women forget that men too have emotions. We're just not the kind that will say, I want this and the babe, want this and the babe. Like, amongst ourselves, sometimes we'll talk about it. But if you don't show us efforts, we know, trust me, we know. And there's another girl that's probably out there showing us effort that will be like, you know what?
there's another girl that's doing me nicely and treating me good. The girl's soft, everything. Why am I stressing myself over you?
Just so, again, we're not misconstruing. If she's trying to get him to ask her to be his girlfriend in the way she wants. Yeah, I'm sorry. We can't really help you with that. We can't really help you with that. Yeah. We can definitely tell you what to do to make him know you're now ready to be serious. That's a different thing entirely, which is normal, right? But how you want him to ask you, can't help you with that. I mean, he has to be the kind of person who wants to do that, right? Else, just hope for whatever he's, I don't know.
Has a girl, I just had another random question. Has a girl ever asked you to be in a relationship in an uncompromising position?
Define uncompromising. Give me a scenario. What do you mean?
I had a girl that I was seeing that she asked me during in the course, and I didn't want to settle down with her. It's like, so you my man, huh? And you know, you think it's foreplay. You're like, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
oh, it's not.
Because
the whole conversation starts.
No, the way she said it, like, you know how sometimes she might, like, the kind of babe she was, you get, like, she go ask, like, she go play those kind of games that is just like, no, you know, I got you, not that. But then this time, she just said, like, so we together now, right? You, but man.
That's even a very soft way.
I was like, bro, you say soft, bro, it's during.
I have heard.
It's during it. What do you want me to say?
I have heard. Okay, so obviously American accent. Here is from a Nigerian man. So you know you're my man now, Abi.
God forbid.
There's an aggression in it.
I've heard that one.
There's an aggression in it you know.
Yeah, it's actually, oh my God. Plus,
that you,
wow.
That you just know.
Because Nigeria.
She's joking, but she's not.
There's Nigerian boys that will ask you, they'll be like, so what are we? And they'll not look at you that straight.
That one, they're even asking you so you can decide what you want to respond. This one is telling you, so you know you're my man now. Be like,
no, it's still a nasty.
There's no way. Of course, naturally.
Yeah, I'll disappoint you. No.
Oh, yeah, no, naturally. I'm not even saying that you can be forced into it, but I'm saying that, you see, they come with that aggression that this is not even I'm not trying to ask you. And that's the vim they come with.
I know, that's.
And I'm just like,
That's how mine got me.
Well, but yes, I have.
That's how mine got me. Okay, she.
Not
very,
even.
No, very aggressive. That's like, and so we're together.
Damn.
So.
Look at that. Well, I mean, I have been asked, because that was your question. I have been asked. But I want you to think if that was the.
No, it doesn't have to only be like
case.
That.
No. I think one other very, very.
I just thought of what?
Very, very uncomfortable situation where I was asked was. It wasn't even a direct question. It was, so you know when you're getting to know someone and maybe you're gradually getting closer, and so you've moved to the stage of going to family functions, but not family functions that are closed circuits.
Mm.
Family functions that is still extended family, still, you know. So when you're talking, you're like, oh, meet my friend. And then she just said, friend, don't mind him, I'm his wife. Oh. And this was to someone who was already, like, you know, those relatives that say, bring girls, girlfriend, bring girls. So at first I tried to brush it off, but she came back to me, like the girl came back to be like, you know, I was being serious, right? And I'm just like,
yeah, lying to yourself.
I don't understand.
Yeah, lying to yourself, sweetie.
What is, explain. What? What do you mean you were? I instantly from that point, she knew, we just stopped. Because I was like, okay, so I set myself up. This was me. This was a me. I did this to me. So
I
never
to,
again.
I ain't gonna, this is sound, going to sound so toxic. Oh my God. I used to love that shit when girls used to bring me to their family functions and shit. And then their whole family's asking, who's this boy? I used to
horny ass.
I used to love it. By the time I come, I dare your mom to meet me. What? I'll make sure your mother asks after. What about that boy? And it's happened because there's one girl that took me to a family and we're cool. Not that I was even forcing it. Like, we liked each other. And I was like, oh, do you come? My family's the guy. I said, don't worry. I'll meet your family now. Oh, mom, by the time I don't finish, her uncles and my guys, her mom, she's just going to check on me. So how long have you guys been together? And then we'll not look at each other smiling. And then I'll just be like, nah, man, we've been friends for a minute. Nah, guy did that. Then you do the time rub.
They will be friends.
When you do it, you have to do it. You have to time it. Like, we've been friends for a while, man. Like, you know, like, just friends. We're working on it, man. Yes, man.
And then we are gauging the body language as you're looking at it.
No, but I used to, you see, I'm revealing some secrets. That's how I used to know if the girl liked me or if I got her. So it's like, by the time I do that move, like, obviously, family stuff, you've invited me. I know you like me to an extent, you understand. But then me too, I go play my own game. So when I do that little tower, like, yeah, be together for a while, I go now gauge your face. If you see that happiness.
That's strong happiness. Yes. You just be like, aha.
I got your ass.
So with all the wickedness.
All the wickedness. So all this one just fronting and playing. And then you just see how I should not be blushing. And all that.
Yeah, but there's a flip side where it's disappointing where you don't see a reaction. Hey. Especially if it's somebody you like. You know, you like, and you've been reading the signs. You've been thinking she brought me to our family.
What I just
she's done this. Oh, we're heading somewhere.
What I just told you off camera now, about the person before now.
Right,
she did it. Yeah, to her friends too. I was like, oh yeah. I was like, no, it's my friend.
Well, I guess the game is still the game in the end.
Your friend. Hello, you were just staying with me for how many days? Thank you very much. We've been on dates. Not regular dates. As per intimate dates. Light a candle kind of pee. And I'm just your friend. Your papa. God punish you.
Well, you see, and I think we've been on the receiving, we've been on the giving
end. And as I say, men, people on that think like is, and that's just funny, like when we're just talking about it now, like sometimes women think it's only them that get denied or rejected. Men get rejected. See, you women are wicked with it. It's just that we have to hold our pride.
Yeah, and a lot of us don't even talk about that. Bro, I'm sorry, but even this story, I mean, not a lot of people, only my guys would even know about this. Like, you know,
my guys, it's just now that I'm just they laugh one night because some of them be like, we want you see,
they told you, yeah. And so, you know, the fact that they think that men don't get, in fact, that I get rejected is exactly why sometimes I'm just like, please, somebody's trying to show me. I'm like,
that's why I was so guarded. I was actually very guarded because the girls, you know, like on our last episode that we talked about how, like, there were some girls that were the girls before we met the girl that we want. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you have to cut that one off. But she knew you.
Yeah.
Like those girls now will be like, I didn't know you were this guarded. I didn't know you were this. It's just like, by the time you now say some story, they say, oh, I would have never guessed.
Exactly.
What do you mean you would have never guessed?
It's right there.
No, I mean, I think, to be fair, I understand why they say it. It's like, the same way you see a beautiful girl now, you think, oh, she has all the men in the world that she can get anything she wants. Meanwhile, and she probably has the most male. In fact, a friend of mine was saying, he's saying, why is it that a lot of times all these baddies in Lagos have the most male problems? Yeah, vice versa. Yes, same way some guys too. If you're a good-looking guy, you got problems too because you have the good problems and you have the bad problems.
Yeah. And honestly, I can't. Again, just the fact that, I guess it would take you experiencing both sides of the coin, really, because people who say that men don't get rejected. In fact, I'm usually rejecting men. But you see, to them, they see it as, oh no, that one that I rejected, it was just disturbing me. That's where the problem always comes. Like,
wait, actually, I just thought that women are bastards sometimes because see how you just said he was disturbing me. And that man's actually putting
everything. What he's telling his guys, like, you.
No, but like, I bought this. Then meanwhile, she's telling her friend, can you imagine?
It's just one guy that's stopping me.
He just bought me this, God forbid.
You even had your dad say that.
Any girl that says, I'll just stop you for now, I was moving to you, and the God I said,
but you know, sometimes, so I'll blame the guys because there's some way you would move to a girl that you come off as disturbing, and I'm just like, I'm bros.
I mean, there's those obvious ones. Ones, yes. I'm talking about the guys that genuinely they make effort.
You're courting. You're actually courting her. You're like,
girl says, hey, I'm just.
And I've been there. There was one time someone told me, and I didn't hear it from her. I heard it from my friend. And I guess I only heard from my friend because that friend liked me. And I mean, like me, like, you know, when the friend would have wished she was the one instead of her friend.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So somehow me and that friend got to talking. I guess maybe when I wasn't talking to that girl that much anymore. And then she was not telling me everything. It's like, oh, okay. I mean, she can even tell me now that we're not really close. Like, bro, when I used to like toast her, then she's just like, oh, man, this guy again. I said, me, this guy again.
That's how one girl. I don't know if I told you one girl now, like before we were good friends and all. And when I actually was moving to her, she would insinuate it like I'm in the friend zone. I'm like, fair. You are my friend. But she was cool people, so I'll still hang out with her, still do stuff with her. We've been out and all that. And people, you could consider a date, but it wasn't a date. Just like we're out as friends. And we've been in situations where it's just us in the room and shit. Nothing ever happened. Yeah, I now come tell her, like, yeah, I'm seeing somebody properly and all that. The girl won't vex for me.
I can never understand that logic.
As in, I've never are you mad? Like, she, and you, like, with full shot, like, how could you, like, what? Like, why did you, this whole time? It's like, what do you mean this whole time?
Like, what do you actually mean?
Women, you two, you say men should be direct. You two, be direct. Grown woman like you are still doing subliminals. Grow up.
In most cases, not that there are no direct men in Nigeria.
There are. There's some too direct.
Oh, yeah, too direct, exactly. Too direct, yeah, but in most cases, though, Nigerian men would rather slit their wrist first. Let them first chew jeans before they tell you this is how they feel.
Oh, girls.
Yes. Because in my mind, I'm just thinking, you're actually acting like you like me. Every time I'm leaning towards another woman's attention, you're already acting up. You're being feisty.
I know, because I noticed the abroad girls, they go, if they like you, they don't even have time to waste.
Yeah.
Because two, they already have in their mind, if he doesn't like me, next.
Exactly.
But if I like him, I ain't about to lose this dude. So they'll tell you straight up, Niger girl, go wait.
You even heard her say that? Go wait. So go I should wait. Be the one to tell him I like
I
him
first. I should
be
the one to tell. Is he not a man? Can he not come and tell me himself? Oh, what kind of man is that? You two, you are just, oh God. Anyways, we can get into it. But I think, again, for next time, guys, please keep sending your dilemmas, send your questions in, because these are actually great conversations that we're having that a lot of people need to actually sit down and actually break down. You get what I'm saying? Like, you see how we just talked about this thing about like how some girls here will not be direct. And it adds to some of the other points we've made about like relationships and all, about how like if you're not communicating,
yeah, then it's just, you're really not going anywhere.
These, and because again, everybody thinks in their head something, but if you actually talk about it, then all those insecurities and all that can be gone. But if you keep everything in your head, now you're just going to be keeping the same cycle, which is why they say Lagos relationships are the way they are. That's why I feel all that stereotype about Lagos is because nobody wants to actually have adult conversations.
Yep. And the truth is, one thing about the conversations we have is people say they have conversations, but are they even really having the right conversations?
Because you have the same conversations where you come. This is what Lagos conversations are. The same way we talk about topics, right? Because it's the same way some people will say, oh, we only talk about women. But it's like, no, we actually don't. Outside of the topics that aren't about women, even the topics relating to women is not talking about about women. It's about the situations between them. That may them. Involve and women. And because we are men, we're going to talk about women because that's who we deal with. Vice versa. As women, who do you talk about? Men. Why? Because that's who you deal with. Exactly. But it's the context of the subject, not the item. Is it item or the person? Which one? Am I saying it correctly?
Well, yeah, not the subject.
There we go. Compared to Lagos conversation, it's the topic. Lagos women are this. Lagos are women this. Lagos women this. But what around it? What behaviors do you actually exhibit? How do you contribute to the problem?
You know, the funny thing is, when I speak to people, like, let's say, for example, I go on a date with someone now. Let's just say, right? And I want to kick off conversations with them. A lot of the times, I ask them about their past relationships. Like, what's it been like? You know why? Because I find that knowing what their relationships were like is a bit of knowing the kind of person they are, especially from the context of, okay, this person did this to me, I didn't like it. Or, you know, I saw this guy, he wasn't really my type, and so I cut him off. It opens a floor to know, okay,
of your mindset. Yeah, especially
because if I'm talking to you to get to date you at some point, you know, I kind of want to know what your history of dating is like. What you think?
It's the same way I told you that like, girl that before, that every time she does, they complain about how she hates men so much.
See, what? Let me tell you. There was somebody that I won't even say I talked to her. I met her and I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm here. Let me not, again, because I was single, like, let me not close all doors. I'm here. So let me just, I'll talk to her and just get to, the way she expressed that she hates me. She's married now, by the way, to a man. The way she expressed that she hates men. I had never met someone express that she hates men so much that it turned me off to the point of, I didn't even want to be friends with you.
That was what happened to me. You're fine, but it's like, if I'm going to be having arguments trying to defend my male race every time we see
you. Every time?
I don't have that energy or time. Just because I do a podcast about men doesn't mean I have the mindset of every man. That's another thing you girls need to understand. Because we do this podcast, we are not talking for, we try and represent men, of course. So we're not speaking for every damn man, because every damn man is different.
The funniest one is always when they say, and you guys be advising your men. I'm like, you do realize that we, as we are, also dislike these men that do the things that put us in the bad light.
I realized something, even for some women, because we talked about it with one of our guests before. There's some things I can do to help defend women, but I can't fight every battle for you now.
Of course, naturally.
I can't. Naturally. Same way, I don't expect you to fight every battle for me, but if there are battles I can fight or say something, of course, I'll say it. But,
and you know, this still circles back to the conversations people are having, because when I was talking to the girl who said she hates again, I said, okay, fair, but can you give me reasons why? Now, they were the typical, you know, now, a lot of her reasons were third-party reasons.
Instead meaning of your as actual, a proxy. As in not what happened to you.
To you, but maybe to my friend, to my I'm not saying that those experiences they had were invalidated.
But it's like, why are you going to other people's experiences now determine? It's the same way people used to tell me, Lagos women. You can tell me all you want, but I'm going to experience it myself.
Exactly.
I experienced a lot of good with Lagos women. That's the fun. As much as I do my jokes, as much as I talk about it, I learned so much from girls in Lagos because of their entrepreneurial side, because of their mentality in terms of the conversations we actually had, and understanding just why a lot of them think the way we do. Yes, did I experience some bad? Of course, but that's in every society. Same way we talk about American chicks where, yeah, there's that good, but they have so much bad that is like, when I say so much bad, let me rephrase that before American girls come for me. They have bad that... If I compare Niger bad
to their
to Yankee Niger, bad, I will always take the bad of my Niger babes over Yankee babes, because Yankee babes is roulette. You don't know what you're going to get. Niger babe, you know, okay, she's going to act like this, or this is the worst. This is the peak. If she goes over this peak, she's part of that 1 percentile. That 1 percentile. Yankee.
Yeah, and I think again, yeah, like you said, you know, or like we said, it's the conversation needs to be a little more constructive. It's too surface now. It's still always just to, okay, I'm sure you are cheating or not. I'm sure you are seeing so many girls.
The nigga cheated on you doesn't mean I am doing it.
Because
sweetheart.
The truth is, if we had to carry our experiences on our heads, with all I said on this
nobody
podcast,
be happy. Nobody be happy.
With all we said on this podcast,
nobody.
And I also say that, you know, having conversations about your experiences should always be towards what you took from it. And what you plan on doing moving forward.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, if your plan actually is that, okay, what I took is that it broke my heart, I don't want again. That's your conclusion. And that's fair. But don't now say you don't want again. Then you put people in a place where you are making them think you want again. See, so that's where a lot of dating problems, that's a way to have a constructive conversation. Like, because if you said to someone that you don't want again and you're acting like you do, a conversation about what is going on between you guys should be had. Like, the girl should be like, okay, you said you don't want this, but you know you're moving in this direction. If you keep going this way, things are going to get wrapped in. Now, it could be that you've had a change of heart that, okay, you know what, actually, you're right. Now that you said this, I can see that I'm actually maybe... But those are conversation things that people are not having. It's just always that one, he's doing that, I'm sure he's a liar, I'm sure... But yeah, we'll be good in the end.
We'll be good. Yeah, make sure you keep sending your topics in, your questions in. We will answer it for you. We'll give you the best advice that we can. Make sure you subscribe to all our audio platforms and to our YouTube channel, Menisms Podcast. And of course, we'll be back again, and this time with some special guests when you see us again. So I'm Michael Sonario.
And I'm Mero Okonkwo. And also, don't forget to leave comments on who you want us to bring in here as our guest as well.
Yes.
Give us some very interesting people. In fact, bring us the weirdest names and watch us bring
And even
them
some women to
set.
Look at. I feel like we need to bring some ladies.
Yeah,
back,
yeah. Just,
man.
Just
I miss,
anyone
I
really.
Miss the not, theme, I miss the lady vibe, man. So.
Just anyone. It's not restricted to men, women, bring them all in.
All right, guys, so until next time, we'll see you guys later.
All right.